Good morning and welcome to the MV Pro call, the Mo Vitality Pro call. Today is July 7th, 2022. And wow, I mean, we say this, I think, on every call, but I can't believe how fast the year is going. I started working on my calendar yesterday and I realized that I am booking myself through the month of August and looking into September, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that means that summer is going to be ending soon. We're only halfway through there.
It just got here, right?
So, it just got here, exactly, especially for those of us in Michigan, New York. So, but I want to start the call off with saying thank you to everybody, and I truly appreciate the time that everybody gives, whether it's jumping on the call live or whether it's listening to the recording later. It truly means a lot to myself and to Kelly that we have so many people that are interested in jumping on this podcast every week. So thank you so much. I just wanted to know, Kelly is doing something with WQA this week. So you guys, you're stuck with me. And, but that's okay because I like talking to you guys. Or as you would say in the South, I like talking to all y'all. So,
y'all in there.
Yep. So I want to start off with, is there anything that anybody had learned last week that they want to share? I think every day we are continuously learning. Or is there any questions that anybody like ran across and you're just wondering, okay, how would somebody else handle this situation? So I'm usually the one that pops up and says, me, me, me. So I'm going to let somebody else pop up and say, me, me, me. Anybody? Is everybody going to be quiet this week? I hope not, because I'm going to be asking some questions here.
No, I just can't think of anything now.
Okay. I know it's early, Stacey.
Yeah.
It's early. So
I'm
also want to, I know,
up.
Well, the both of you, I think you're both over in Central Time, so it's only 7:30 a.m. So I do have one small announcement, and for those of you that follow Duck on Instagram, or even our Motive Vitality Facebook page, we're going to have some exciting stuff going on today. So stay tuned. I already have a little bit of a teaser out there. So go and I think the name of our Instagram page is Motive Vitality Duck. And then our Facebook page is Motive Vitality. So jump on there, follow us, and we're going to have some exciting news today. Anyways, so what I wanted to talk about today is making first impressions. And I want to pull up, and I apologize, my phone, of course, locked, and I don't, oh my gosh. Okay, so I want to talk about making first impressions. And I'm trying to unlock my other phone, and I can't remember the passcode. Anyways, so I saw a Facebook post the other day, and I'm going to just kind of do this verbatim because I can't open up my other phone. But the Facebook post was asking about what water softener do you recommend? And this lady had proceeded to say that she had two companies that came out. She had the company with the existing equipment that was 17 years old. She wanted to upgrade it because they were moving into the home, and this was their, their forever home, basically. So that was one of the number one things they wanted to do, was upgrade the equipment. So she called the existing company. And then she called out one other company. She was getting ready to call a third company, but she didn't know which third company to call. So she throws this question out on Facebook. And she said that Company A and Company B, they both had, they came up with the same water analysis. And she said, you know, kind of their visit was the same. Both of them had done some sort of a demonstration. She didn't state which demonstration they did. And I apologize. I'm working from home right now, and my cats apparently they're playing, I promise. I hope you guys could hear that in the background. but we just have one drama queen. Anyway, so the lady had stated that, you know, Company A, Company B both did some sort of a demonstration, didn't mention which demonstration, but and the pricing was similar. Company A was a little bit more. The equipment that they had offered was very similar, was basically the same equipment, same resolution to her water issues. Said Company B, something he said didn't set well with her. And so when she had told him, you know what, we need to think about it, his comment back to her was, what do you need to think about? Your water is bad, and you need to fix it. So I'm just asking, right, what would be your response to that?
Take a hike, Buster.
Okay, right. exactly. So here's my concern. I private messaged her, and I said, listen, you know, when Motor Vitality started up, when Kelly started up Motor Vitality, one of the things that he wanted to keep in the industry is honesty and integrity. You know, years ago, they used to say, you know, the Tin Man, or the Tin Man being the men who sold aluminum siding or tin siding. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie. I think it's called Tin Men with Danny DeVito in it. Or they're the used car salesman is what somebody else. Well, we don't want the industry to become the water treatment person, you know? And so that's Kelly's kind of his philosophy was, let's keep honesty and integrity in this industry. I don't see that to be maybe a little too honest, but I don't see integrity in that comment. The other part of it that really bothered me. So I went and I private messaged her and I asked her, so do you mind sharing with me what area you live in and what company came out? Because she had already told me the brand name, but I didn't know if she knew exactly the dealership name. And she told me, and I know the owner, and I know the owner. That is not how the owner would want his company represented. So that first impression, she went ahead, she shared on her personal Facebook page. She shared in one of her local Facebook pages, and she shared it on Yelp. And so the hard thing to swallow about that is I know the owner, and I know the owner wouldn't put up with that. So, you know, here now they have a bad rap. And so it's the first impression that somebody makes with your company. So I'm going to ask, besides the salespeople, sales professionals, who else would be making the first impression in your company?
The person that makes the appointment.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. The person in the phone in the office.
Yeah, you both have the same answer. The person in the office, person answering the phone. Who else would be a first impression? Okay, I'm going to give you ideas. So the number one answer from me would be everybody within your company, every single person within your company, because in one way or another, they will have a first impression on somebody. So I want to talk a little bit about let's talk about first the person that answers the phones. So one thing that I think is really important all the way around, whether it's the person that answers the phones, the service technicians, the sales professionals, even the salt delivery or the or anybody in the warehouse, the owners, the managers, everybody. It's really, really important that they are educated, okay? Not to the point where they're going to give out advice over the phone, like, you know, strong advice over the phone. Maybe if it's a, well, you know what, this is how you reset your clock, or something to that effect, then that's one thing. But educating them not only in the industry, but on each other's positions and what everybody else does. I think it's really important that the person answering the phones understands what the service technician or the installers do or the sales professionals. And same thing with sales professionals and the service technicians. I think it's really important that they sit in and they listen to those phone calls. How are they the office staff not only answering the phone, but what questions do they have to ask? And what questions do they have to answer? Because sometimes you get some brutal people asking, well, why can't you just tell me the cost over the phone? I mean, how many people have heard that? How many people have made that phone call? I just want to know price. How much is it going to be? Or, you know, you might get somebody who's really angry, that's upset for one reason or another. So, you know, they have to learn how to talk to people and calm things down. So I think education is so important. And then, so the way they answer the phones or your attitude. I had one time that I went to, I don't know, does anybody know, ever heard of Halo Burger? I think it's a Michigan thing. Okay. So, okay. Halo Burger, it's a burger joint, you could say comparable to McDonald's or Burger King, just tastes a whole lot better. They have an awesome olive burger. There's only a few of them here in Michigan, but I went in one day and the gal at the front, I was having a bad day. I was taking a class and I was just tired and the class wasn't what I expected. And of course there was just some jerk that was in the class that was kind of ticking everybody off. And so I go in for lunch and she immediately has this perky voice and she says, hi there, what can I do to make your day fantabulous? And I was just like, oh, wow. You know, I mean, first you can give me the olive burger, but it was like just the perkiness. And then as I started talking to her, she says, by the way, I absolutely love your shirt. And just hearing kind words like that were just, it made me feel better. I left there happy, not just because I got the olive burger, but because somebody made me smile. And I loved her, I call it her signature, where she, you know, how can I make your day fantabulous? That was like, wow, who says that? Especially when you go to a fast food restaurant. So having a signature, one of the things I like to put at the bottom of my signature on my email is with a smile or take care or something like that. But I heard the with a smile from somebody who unfortunately is no longer with us. He was in the industry, but he put that on one of his emails at the bottom. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm totally stealing that because it just kind of, it makes people happy, I think. It makes me happy. Okay, what are some other signatures that you can make? Making it your own. What does everybody have as their signature?
I think for me, with what I always do whenever, you know, emails and whatnot, I always try to make it emphasize, please call. I'm always happy to hear from you. And always make, you know, because I think some people are hesitant to call you or bother you. you know, so I just, and I always, whenever they send me any kind of message, text message, email, I always thank them for their message. Thank you so much for your, you know, to let them know I was happy that they reached out to me, no matter what it was about. So I just try to be, you know, that they know, I don't know, I want them to feel like I care.
I love that. I love that because you're right. When somebody reaches out to me, I don't, it does give me warm fuzzies that somebody thought of me as a person, as a go-to person. So I love that. That's awesome. When answering phones, so we're talking about front desk. When answering the phone, you know, they always have that little cliche, answer with a smile, but that's true. Answer with a smile. I mean, even if you're having a bad day, answer with a smile. And make sure that you're giving their name and ask for their name. Because once you're talking to somebody, I know for me, unless somebody does it obnoxiously where at the end of every sentence they're saying my name, but when somebody repeats my name, I really like that because I kind of feel like, okay, they're going to remember who I am or, you know, it just feels a little bit more personal. And I think that it's really important on the sales side, service side, for everybody that as you're talking to somebody, I can tell you, I remember when I was in sales, I used to have, I would put their names on a manila folder. And I had all their paperwork on the inside, their agreement and everything else. I already had everything filled out. But I put their name on the folder because I am horrible with names. I'm so bad. And that way I had something to look at. So I'm like, okay, Jane and John, you know, or hey, Jane, what do you think about this? Because it just doesn't set well when you're like, hey, you, come and look at this. So just I think using somebody's name is and repeating it is super important. Go ahead.
One of the things I always do on emails is even if it's an email chain, I always make sure I use their first name when replying back.
Mm-hmm.
And just so that one, I make sure I'm replying to the right person. Sometimes it helps to make sure because I have different email chains going. As a general rule of thumb, people like hearing their name because you're paying attention to them.
Yeah.
Basically. It's that little mental thing. Even in my email, I always make sure I'm using their first name. And then on appointments and on the phone, probably the one thing I use more than anything is, what can I do to help you?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Same way with going to an appointment. I introduce myself, chat, and say, what can I help you with today?
Awesome.
So.
Oh, it's exactly. Yep. That's exactly why they have you out there.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. You know, you brought up the email thing. Okay. Yesterday I had one of the most, seriously, I think it was the most embarrassing moment in my career. I sent out an email and in this, I didn't proofread it. I had a million things going on. I needed to get it out. And it was to the CEO of a company. And it was for somebody's payroll or their commissions. And so I type up this email really quick. And probably about an hour and a half later, Kelly calls me up. He says, you didn't proofread your email, did you? And I'm like, I thought I did. I don't know. And he says, I skimmed through it. I thought it was fine. And he's like, I need you to read it again. And I'm like, I'll be completely honest. I was like, come on, man, just tell me what I did wrong because I just – you know, I've got so many things going on, you know, just tell me what did I put in there was grammarly incorrect. I don't know if that's the correct way of saying it. And so he's like, just read it. I read through it. The last three words, I put an extra letter in a word, and I'm just going to say the last three words were cut and dry, and I put one extra word, letter in that word, one of those last three words. I was so embarrassed. Okay, so a word I don't use in my life, in my vocabulary, I read that and I about died. So I almost wrote back instead of that, you know, I was 50 shades of red, but that would be inappropriate and probably inappropriate for this call also, but, you know, those of you. But I was just like, I sent back and said, I am so embarrassed. And, you know, luckily he emailed me. Now, waited till the end of the day at that, emailed me and said, no worries, don't be embarrassed, you know, but proofread your emails. Anyway, emails, text messages, all of the above. So anyways, there's one of Jen's most embarrassing moments of her career. I got to share it with all of you because we're friends. Anyways, so managing the phone system. How many people like calling up a company and getting the for service, press 1. For sales, press 2. For a dial by directory, press this. But a lot of times you can't, like, you don't get a real human and you can't figure out which department you need. How many people like that?
No, nobody.
So I worked for a company for about 3 years as an office manager, and the owner, literally, I had maybe an hour's worth of work every day if you added everything up. But he had me sit there 8 hours a day answering the phones because he refused to have it go to voicemail or any sort of a automated system. He wanted somebody answering his phone. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't tell you how many times I answered the phone and somebody says, oh, my gosh, I got a human? No, so it's really important. And then managing your phone system, call yourself, have a secret shopper. I think the company that I was talked about, Company B, if they had some sort of a secret shopper for the salesperson that was in the home, things could have been changed prior to this comment being made and it spread all over social media. So I want to talk a little bit about personal appearance. Brenda, what was it that you had said about personal appearance?
Don't want to look slouchy. You want to look crisp. You want to look like you got dressed for work with intention. You know, you just want to look clean and neat. Clean and neat. That's all people want. They don't care. You know, if you're spending $1 million on your wardrobe, you just want to be clean and neat, you know. For your
exactly. I agree. And, you know, we worked with a company that it was a plumbing company who they were cleaning toilets. They were, you know, down in the ditches and everything. And they kept, every day they had to have 5 clean, crisp, white shirts. And they had navy blue or black pants, slacks. And they that's what they wore. If they got their shirt or their slacks dirty, then they had to change. I remember running the last sales appointment or the last call of the day as we were out with this plumbing company, and he changed his shirt before he went in. And somebody's like, did you just start? You know, are you afternoon shift? He's like, no, we're required to. Because they don't want to take somebody else's slop into somebody else's home. So I always thought that was fantastic. And not only that, but you know, it looks good. So when we're talking about service and sales, first impressions, is your company vehicle. Make sure the company vehicle that you're driving, make sure that it's clean. Okay, on the outside, inside also, because you're representing the company. Even if you're driving your own personal vehicle, make sure you run through a car wash or hose it down before you leave or something, and then have the inside clean, because a lot of times I had customers that would walk me out to my car, you know, just chit-chatting on our way out, and I would be so embarrassed, and I actually was a couple of times. I had stuff all over the front seat. So it's really important to make that first impression. Wearing booties when you go into the home or taking your shoes off. Actually, people, they like the booties. It just speaks volumes that you take the extra minute to now you learn interesting yoga poses also, but putting on those booties means a lot. And then educating the customer is super important when you're in there. Company vehicles, if you're driving a company vehicle that has the logo, make sure your driving is good. We had a company here in Michigan we were working with, and apparently the driver of the service van was driving crazy, running red light, you know, flipping people off. I mean, this was all within a 5-minute span. Somebody videotaped it. This is when cell phones first started the video. And somebody has videotaped it. And instead of sharing it with, you know, the news or anything like that, they called the owner and the company and said, hey, this is what's going on with your truck. And the owner was appalled and immediately brought the guy in, sent him for a breathalyzer because he wanted to make sure he wasn't drunk, and obviously he had to fire him. But make sure that whoever is driving your vehicle, that they understand they're driving a great big billboard for you, so you want to make sure that they're nice, that they're driving well. Everybody should be wearing logoed shirts. Everybody, whether it's office, whether it's or some sort of something that has the company name on it. It could be like a little magnet that you wear on your shirt or something like that. But I think it's really important when they're out in the field, they're wearing a logoed shirt. I had somebody that contacted me because they know that what I do for a living, part of it is teaching good customer service. And she told me that she was at the grocery store and there was a guy in front of her was wearing a shirt for a heating and cooling company. And the lady in front of him, she had a couple kids with her, and when she rang up her bill, she didn't have enough money. And she's kind of scrambling in her purse. And he says, you know what, let me cover the rest of it for you. And, you know, this lady, of course, at this point is in tears. She's so thankful. And she's like, you know, well, give me your Zelle. I'll go ahead and Zelle you money. He's like, no, don't worry about it. She said it was like $30, $40. He's like, no, don't worry about it. I've got you. She ended up calling up the company. Apparently, both my friend and the lady who he helped out both called up the company and said how much that meant to them, that somebody was helping somebody else out. I don't even think that he thought about the fact that he had a company logoed shirt on there. But he went above and beyond to be a good human. And that really does speak volumes for a company. If there's going to be good employees in a company like that, I think I would probably give them a shot and use them. Any other thoughts as far as we're about running out of time, but any other thoughts for good first impressions?
One thing that I've been doing for a long time for sales, even the last company I worked for, I did remodeling. The first time I meet with a customer, I put their full name, the first line, and I also, for the water, I give them a water drop. And for the year of 2022, they get a red diamond water drop, their name. Second line is the city and the zip code. The third line is the date of that first appointment. So anytime I get called, I might have not talked to them for 6 months. They call, go, hey, Larry, how are you? And they're like in shock. I know who they are. So it's a really good thing if you keep track of people, because then you have your calendar. You see that first date. You can go back to the Google Calendar and track down now, you know, the rest of the information about them. And then once I install, a lot of times, and I'll put after the date I first saw them, I'll put a dash in and the date of the installation. And then if I'm spending a lot of times, I'll actually go in and put that once they're actually a customer, I'll put their address in and then sometimes even the equipment they got. But having that, when you first go out and you put all that information in your phone, it's huge. It saves you so much time. Now, who was that? Because also the city, you might have, I have several Dianes. I have so many Steves. I have so many Larrys. I mean, I have all these people, but because I know that what city I write it in, it really, it's beautiful. And I have over 3,000 contacts in my phone. You know.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's really, you know, last year it was a black spade. Like, you know, I like playing cards. And when I first started, I just got a water drop. And then I have, you know, so just using your phone, it's such a nice little tool. But that's a huge one. When you can say the person's name, especially if it's identified, hey, oh, they're just like, oh, my gosh, they remembered me. So they like
right.
It.
Yes. I love when somebody makes it personal. For me, whether or not they remember me from Jane, but you know, it does. It makes you feel good inside, warm and fuzzy.
Right. Right.
All right, friends. Yes, yes. Okay, friends. I have 9:01 Eastern time, so we're over just by a minute, but it's been, I appreciate all of the conversation and the input. It really does make my job a little bit easier. So, anyways, we will talk to everybody next Thursday, if not before. And if you need anything, go ahead and contact us and watch our Facebook page, watch our Instagram, because we're going to have some fun stuff today. So we'll talk to everybody later. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye.